Bon Dieu, Dieu d'un tout Dieu, Dieu d'un la, Dieu d'un pardon, d'un Dieu d'un d'agir, Dieu d'un d'ibé, Dieu d'un la, Dieu d'un Dieu d'un Dieu d'un Dieu d'un tout Dieu, Dieu d'un la, Dieu d'un
Happy to hear from all of you. And first of the things, I wanted to extend my greeting and also that Happy New Year for all of you, and wish that this year bring happy, healthy, and success, and then accomplish all your tasks and Dharma practice. With sincere, my prayer and wish. I was very happy and to be with you all the time, and then also the for last couple of months discuss with these the precious teaching which was written by the Arya Nagarjuna, letter to a friend. And also that for last couple of weeks we took a break, and then today we will resume and continue to learn about this teaching. And then first things that be always important to create the right motivation. That right motivation is that not only the thinking for the benefit of oneself, that we should to learn something for this purpose, this life purpose, or that one's own purpose, but it's important to think that for the benefit of every sentient being, without any exceptions, one must achieve the highest attainment, such as the Buddhahood. For that purpose, I need to learn Dharma. And after learning Dharma, I will also put into practice the best of my ability. So thinking that one is that as a requirement for the practice of Dharma. And so then with this, we will learn the teaching. And so the teaching itself is as the advice of the how to practice the Dharma in the manner of advice that Nagarjuna he wrote his own spiritual friend. And so to do that one, so that he gives us three segments. First one is advice to generally advice to practice of Dharma in general, the virtues in general. And then so that one was that we learned for last a few weeks or a couple months, and it actually that they learn about general practice of Dharma. And the second one is that to develop the renunciation thought by thinking about the disadvantage of the samsara or the fault of samsara. And the third one is that advice to practice of spiritual path by thinking that the benefit of the nirvana or the advantage of that nirvana. So these three are the three segments. And so then up to the verse, from the very beginning to the verse number 64 is that general advice to practice the virtues, that one. And the second one is a begin, the second, the developing the renunciation thought by thinking that faults of the samsara. It begins from that verse number 65. So 65 itself is actually the kind of that some condensed form, which was saying the gentle ones, desire is the source of many suffering, like that the destitution, death, illness, and old age, and develop that the disgust for the samsara, hearken to the few of its faults. So that part was that saying that some brief it way that at the fault of samsara, which we already learned and at the last time. And then also that the detailed explanation has that seven different things that explain the suffering of samsara. They can, of course, that boundless the suffering of samsara. Entire those boundless samsara, if we just generally classify the three different types of suffering, suffering of suffering, suffering of change, suffering of a conditional nature, those are the general and explained. But here it's explained that the seven different types that some flows of the samsara. The first one is that they explain that uncertainty of that samsara, such as the father becomes son, mother becomes son, and so forth, enemy become friend. And these are that verse number 66 and explained. And then also that the second flow of the samsara is explained that unsatisfiable the in samsara. For example, that we may have taken that countless birth in the samsara, and during those times, we may have experienced and consumed boundless things, the object of experience. So that one is explained like that each person has the drink that more milk than the four oceans, yet still cycle as that ordinary being in the samsara. Much more than that is still to be drunk. So that's explained about the unsatisfiable of the desire, object of desire. And the third one is, the third flow is that explained that one has to change the life again and again in the samsara, the suffering of change the life, find it, and then discard in the same something. Each person wants a heap of the bone equal to the surpassed Mount Sumeru. Earth soil is not enough to the count of number of the mothers with the pallet of soil in the side of the juniper beans, and that explained about the constantly, again and again, one has to change the life suffering in the samsara, that one. And the fourth one is that also that have to take rebirth again. After that, you know, the suffering of conceived in a different life and a different the style of life like that. Which is, I'm sorry, that that part is that actually that these saying that the earth soil is not enough in the count of number of mothers, so that taking a rebirth again, that one's that fourth flow. And the fifth flow is that changing, constantly changing, that this has higher to lower, lower to higher, and then also the rich to poor and powerful to the powerless, and also that the powerless to become to power. So there is no certainty in the samsara. So that is like this, as begin from the, having been in the Indra, worth of world's veneration. One will fall again the earth by the force of karma, having been that the universal monarchy becomes the servant of servant in samsara and so forth. So these are that also the explained from verse number 69 continues to number of those are that actually the suffering of changing, impermanent suffering. And then sixth one is that when the living beings departed from this life and another life, there is no other helpers. Beside then the virtues. So that one is that the verse number 76, because of that such a ruination, take only the lamb of the three virtuous merit. One must enter endless darkness without the light of sun or moon. excuse me. So, and that Nagarjuna advised that when we depart from this world, nothing else one can take, such as that family, friend, wealth, rank, and education, not any other things. The only things that would hurt for us is the karmic consequence, any things that would help us, that the virtues. So therefore, that one must, the virtues and the lamb of the three virtues merit. So those are that ones one should be relying on. Three virtues merit is that merit which arises from the giving, merit which arises from the keeping that morality or that good conduct, and merit which arises from the meditation. So these are the three types of the merit. And that will be that like that one's on the spiritual front. And also that when we departed in the darkness forced by the karma, so those are the only ones one can be relying on. Which is also undestructible, or that unchangeable friend. So that would help. So therefore, one must rely on those ones. The same must virtues merit, must enter in the dark, endless darkness, without lights of the sun or moon. If we live here without the sun and the moon, it will be the tremendously difficult. So, but we do have, because of the our good fortune, so we have the light of sun and the moon, so do not have to wander in that darkness. But the Pardo consciousness and the next journey does not have the sun and the moon, so that only the light one can see that the journey or that in the destination is these three types of the light, very virtuous light. Virtues arise from the giving and morality and meditation. So that is also nature of the virtues which we accumulated from the body, voice, and the mind. And so this is the one which dispelled the darkness of the three the lower realms, birth. Buddha himself also said, I cannot take the suffering of other beings as that something like that is torn, and cannot be washed their negative deeds by giving the bath. But what I can show is that the true virtues and the true nature of reality, and then for those who rely on that, then it will be free from that samsara. So that because of that, these are that the virtues which that the Buddha's greatest gift. So the Nagarjuna also the advice for that a practitioner, and these are that important friend one must rely on that. Then the next one, it explained that the different level of the samsara, the seventh one, is that certainty of that it would be experienced, that the consequence of the karma. It's dependent according to the deeds, so intense, moderate, and also the lesser. So for those who did that intense, that the non-virtuous through body, voice, the mind, under the influence or the motivations of the desire, anger, and ignorant, so they would be experiencing in the three lower realms, and the three lower realms suffering is unimaginable. It is also that the extreme, too extreme, such as that hell, suffering of hungry ghosts, suffering of animals. And needless to say that to the suffering when they experience, but even that mentioned about that suffering, or that draw that some kind of that some form of thought, or that thinking about it, it is also that cannot be stand or to listen about it. It's a kind of that something like unbearable, just even think about it. So therefore, it is important to learn about it, and then also that trying to get rid of that suffering by avoiding or discarding that cause of falling on those places. And also that the learning, it would help to increase that one's compassion. Without knowing that the suffering of other beings, it is difficult to develop that compassion. So therefore, it is important to learn about this suffering of the other being, and then oneself also that the need to be practice that one will make sure that one will not fall in these places by discarding the cause of this suffering. So because of that, it explained the detail about the suffering of the samsara. So especially that suffering of hell being, which has that some descriptions in here, and then also that in the Tirva Vision, which has also the very detail. And so here explained about that the three of the hot health suffering and cold health suffering, semi health suffering, and so forth. So If you wanted to learn about the detail, there are the more detail, but here also the descriptions from the verse number 670. Mm-hmm. 77. From there, all the way to the explanation. So I'm not going to explain detail about it. And so you can read and also that for briefly speaking. There are the how intense in there is the verse number 86. The suffering of here of being jabbed for the single days by the 300 spear at full force does not approach or the equal even that the least portion of that the smallest suffering of hell. So this is the one, so something that one can be think, how difficult in the suffering of hell realms in this, that they have. And even though such a very unbearable suffering is that experience for a billionth year, one will never be free from that life as long as that the non-virtuous is not exhausted. So that's the ones that it is not easy in the hell realms when they fall in there. Because of having that such a physical difficultness, then they also mentally feel anger and the disturb. So anger, the consequence of anger is that they are also that non-virtuous. So that way it is the experience tremendous the suffering continuously for billions and eons, years in their place. So therefore, it is important to try to avoid that cause of that suffering. And generally, that any of non-virtuous, particularly that the non-virtuous, which is that with motivated with the hatred or anger, any that non-virtuous actions take, that would be generally the cause of falling in that hell realm. So that one. So the seed of fruit of non-virtuous are the wrongdoing of the body, speech, and mind, and exert every strength to prevent by every means, even their smallest occurrence. So this is a very important part of that, the advice. Even that the smallest type of non-virtues, one must not indulge by thinking. Even that the tiniest spark could be that the burn that the huge forest. So similarly, that the non-virtues are that even that a small non-virtues, that would the ruin. The virtues which we accumulated through body, voice, and mind. So in this way, that should be mindful that not letting to occur the non-virtuous thought, word, and deeds in our life through body, voice, and mind. And that one. And then also trying to develop virtues, every aspect of the virtues, and so begin with that smallest that virtues by thinking the smallest accumulation, and then also that will be the huge, such as that the accumulation of that drop of water, it also become to the ocean. Similarly, that they accumulated the virtues through body, voice, and mind, and then continuously, it will be able to achieve the perfect enlightenment, Buddhahood, through these virtues. By thinking that then one should be accumulated the virtues, and avoid non-virtues, because everyone wishes to experience the happiness. Nobody wishes to experience the suffering. So if one do not wish to experience the suffering, by making that prayer, the aspiration may help something, but the real the cause of avoiding that the non-virtuous, that the suffering is that the non-virtuous and or the eliminating that the non-virtuous, that is the ones of which one can be eliminated. So that's the explained that ones. The dreadful existence of animal has that the multiple suffering of being killed, bound, beaten, eating to each other. For those who have the abandoned the virtues which bring that peace, some die for the sake of that pearl, wool, bones, and flashes, and skins, and others helplessly exploited with the steel and beneath their hoof and paws. With hook and prod. So these are the explained about the suffering of animals. Some of the lamas in the Tibet, they described that we, at the beginning, it is important to think that the suffering of animal, that which we see, and then it also helps to directly in that that how the suffering it is, that how they are the suffering. So it is also that not too intense as the descriptions of that hell and hungry ghost. And so the suffering of a human being and the suffering of an animal, those would help to beginning for that meditating that the suffering of the samsara. So I think that is also that very relevant, because if it's directly we could see these as the descriptions of these ones. And so, of course, those are that very clearly that we could see different type of the suffering of animal. And then that the animal is also not the very beginning as the animal and never can be changed, but can change. Human beings could become to that as that the birth of animal. Animals could also that could free from the animal realms, as well as also that human realms also could achieve the higher rebirth. So therefore, it is important to think about that suffering of animal, and so therefore that one should avoid the cause of falling in there, which is the non-virtuous, primarily due to the ignorantly accumulating the non-virtuous is that the cause fall into that animal realms. And then a third one is the hungry ghost. Among the preta, there is that constant suffering caused by the desire. So this is the one, so they actually saying that, you know, the hungry ghost, cause of falling in the hungry ghost realm is that the non-virtuous primarily motivated with the negative thought or the defilement of desire. So that would fall. So therefore, it is important to avoid that cause, undergo the unbearable misery of fear, anguish, hunger, thirsty, cold, and the heat. Some with that the needle eyes in the mouth, and some that's always explained about these various different types of the suffering. So, and so in this way that explained about generally, the explanation of the three lower realms, the suffering. Suffering of hell realm, which has that the hot hell, the eight hot hell, eight cold hell, and then semi and neighboring hells. And then also the animals realms start from the microorganism up to that the large as that the shark and whales, and then on the also that the smallest tiniest insect up to that the large as the elephant and the lions, all are the include one category which is called the animal. And similarly, it is also that in the hungry ghost that there are that three types of that hungry ghost, which is that with the hungry ghost with the obscuration of external, internal obscurations, and obscuration of obscuration. So it is three different types, which is also the explained here. different type of that hungry ghost, and which you could not find it any single drop of water or that single piece of food for many months and years, and also that that is some undesirable things. At the summer, even the moon feels hot for them, and winter sun feels also the cold because of that the karmic consequence. Are the mere glens, tree becomes fruitless, and the rivers run dry. So like that, so they have so difficultness of this one is that many due to that the result of negative karma, and especially the motivate with the miserliness or the stingy. So therefore, it is important to avoid the desire, anger, and ignorant as the cause of that the non-virtues. And the suffering is that explained as that the samsaric, the situation, cause of suffering is that karma. Cause of karma is that the defilement, especially desire, anger, and ignorance. And then also the cause of that defilement is the clinging of self. So in this way, that also that explained that the three lower realms primarily this intense, this suffering, that's explained. So I wanted to encourage to for those who wish to learn about some more detail about these three lower realms suffering. Here also in the letter to a friend explained from verse number 76 up to that 96. But also that if one wishes to learn some their nature, their length and of the life, and then also that different type of suffering which explained detail other sutras such as that the triple vision, and also the many other sutra that you can find. If one wishes to learn some more detail about it, is explained on those ones. The purpose of learning this one is mainly to develop some strong the renunciation thought. One sincerely wishes to be freedom from that this suffering of samsara, especially three lower realms samsara. Because of that, also that the Lord Buddha himself, the very first things the teaching he gave was the Four Noble Truths, and among them, the first thing that which he gave is that out of the Four Noble Truths, the first one is the truth of suffering. So that the seeing that the truth of suffering, then one can be developed the renunciation thought. One wishes to sincerely to get rid of that suffering. So how to get rid is that avoiding the cause. So therefore, Buddha also introduced that cause of suffering. how that cause of the suffering as the karma and defilement, avoiding that. So here, Nagarjuna is also the appointed that one. So that is very important, because that nobody wishes to experience suffering. And so that the only way to avoid the suffering is that the freedom from suffering is that avoid the cause of suffering, such as karma and defilement. So here in this today's topic is also the explained about that, how to avoid and then how to get rid of that suffering and the cause of suffering. That one's Nagarjuna's taught. So with this, I wanted to conclude my talk. And then if you have any questions, we'd be happy to discuss this more detail. And so with this, I will stop my talk today.
Thank you, Kempola.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, it's Fernando. I don't know if you. I emailed Sylvia a question about one of the verses. Where he writes of the four conditions of wheels that to carry one to liberation. And one was dwelling in a favorable place and relying on the holy ones, and being a virtuous aspiration, and the last conditional wheel was and having previously performed merit. It was the last one that had me a little bit confused, or I thought about it. The last line was explained as merit created in past lives. And then I thought, it seems to me that in our present life, we, in this moment, we had no control of what happened, or samsaric activities of past lives. At this moment, and that was gained. That is the negative thoughts and the words.
The previous the teachers used to say that if one wished to know what kind of the karma that we accumulated in the past?
Yes.
We do not really need to consult other teacher or the divination, because this body is that none other than the result of the previous karma. So we have the perfect human condition, and also that the virtuous thought that one wishes to practice of dharma. That is the one which is the result of the previous karma. So therefore, there is no doubt that one had accumulated virtues in prior. So that's the one here is explained. Although we do not have over control the karma, but we do have that some sense of knowing what type of the karma that we accumulated in prior. So this body is the human body, the present life is none other than the result of the previous karma. So because of that, one has that strong proof in we accumulated the virtues in prior. That's what one is saying.
And also in this present life, we can even accumulate more merit.
That's right. And then also another thing is also that they're saying, and for the future, where it will go, of course we can ask that the teachers and divination like that, but the really finding that the accurate that answer is this, the teachers say that watch once on the mind. And because of this body, sooner or later, we will live in this world. And during that time, we cannot take even one portion of the smallest type of this body. The only things will go from this world to another world is that the mind, which pulling that hair from the butter, cannot stick anything. So similarly, the mind alone, carrying that habit of virtuous and non-virtuous habit. So that's the only one. So here also that Nagarjuna is at the beginning said that the only things that we can rely on those time is that the three virtues, which is that the merit which arises from the giving, merit which arises from the preserved morality, merit which arises from the meditating. So these three are the light. So therefore, that one, if one has this virtuous thought, then that is the seed for the next journey. It is saying
yes.
So for the future, one should watch and consult one's own mind. If there is something negative thought, that is need to be cautious that one might need to be avoid that because it is may harm for our next journey. But if one has that some these three virtues, then should be intense because that we wanted to unlimited type of that happiness and the comfort for next and throughout all future life. Therefore, it is important to intensify the virtues. So that's the teachers used to say like that. So I just thought maybe that would help to, to think about.
yeah, it did. In fact, you reinforced what I think. Well, that's what I was thinking, in part. I wasn't sure if I was correct. I'm not correct, but I was on the right path. That makes sense. And I also had another question, but I don't know if it's appropriate for tonight or not. But it's something about regarding rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think I don't think a rebirth is a rebirth of personality or ego. It's something much more larger than that. Yet I always wonder when trying to determine. A reincarnation of a previous great teacher. I know that one of the tests is that they recognize objects that were owned by that teacher from a previous life. And that to me involves memory or recall of previous memories. And I'm not sure, does that mean that there's a mind memory of the past person continues?
Well, that could be the memory too, but there are the rebirth that in the Buddhist saying that the rebirth from very beginning up to that this life and then continues from here to the Buddhahood, and even that achieve the Buddhahood, it is not something like the ceasing. Because of that, Buddha's emanations, they're called the Sambhogakaya and the Nirmanakaya, constantly perform the welfare of sentient beings. These are also that the taking rebirth again and again. So the way of the taking rebirth, three different level. For sentient beings, do not have that control over the taking rebirth because birth is controlled by the karma, and the force by the wind of karma. So consciousness will blown by that wind of karma, like that is something like a curtain, that blown by that strong wind, so does not have any control over. Similarly, that what virtuous and non-virtuous force that living beings take a rebirth as the force of karma. That's one way of that they take a rebirth. Even that state, that may have something that the memory, but it is not free from the force of the karma. So that's the living being. Then for the bodhisattvas have that free from that force of karma, but they take rebirth. That rebirth is that they do have choice of the rebirth. How to choose is that due to that their kindness and compassion, especially forced by compassion. So wherever it helps to that sentient being, they take rebirth that due to their compassion. They like the, even that the hell realm is like a lotus garden. If you see that if they could perform the benefit of sentient being, so they take a rebirth in that way. So it is not forced by karma, but forced by compassion. That is another one. And so because of that, His Holiness Dalai Lama, they always quote that the Shanti Devas, that the prayer, as long as the space endures, as long as living beings abide, may I abide so long and dispel the suffering of sentient beings. So he doesn't mean to that he always remain in samsara, the experience of suffering, but he's saying that he wishes to dispel the suffering of other sentient beings with disregarding their comfort. So that's the force by compassion. And that's the bodhisattva's way of taking rebirth. The another rebirth is that the Buddhas did the limitless aspiration. So limitless aspiration as the result of that, completely dedicated for the benefit of every sentient being, that the motivation changed, that totally motivation and actions. So then they finally they reach it to the power, 10 power, spiritual power, so limitless power. So with this limitless power, wherever it helps the sentient beings, wherever there is the condition, so it comes that Buddha's emanation, wherever the condition occur. So that is the by the power, the take rebirth, all that emanation is by the force of aspiration and then powers. So these are that some different way take rebirth. So living beings has no control over. Bodhisattvas has control by still by force of compassion. Buddha is the infinite, completely free from that everything, but it's just like a sun, that the energy of sun, wherever the conditions is, that the light of sun pervades. Similarly, Buddha's that activities pervade upon all sentient beings. So these are something that one can learn about, that how to take the birth, as you responded for your question.
Yes, thank you. And your description of the limitless one is quite beautiful. I mean, just to think of it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, with this, I again I wanted to extend my aspiration and also prayer to may this year bring that happy, healthy, and success for all of you and every sentient being. With this, we will also that do dedication. May all sentient beings freedom from that suffering and then experience the limitless happiness and ultimately achieve the perfect enlightenment Buddhahood. So with this, I will do the dedication prayer and then look forward to next week for continuous. Onam deye tamje zikpa anye tamne nipe danam pamje ne jega nanje balam chupa ye seben solen dova dova sho. Gevan deye jevo okun sonam yeshe sozo te sonam yeshe lechon.
Tamba guni to bar jo jambara babu jadara jimba adangunda zambo deyan deyin. Teda gunje jisa dalo jirge wandi da tam jiradu.
Thank you very much for everyone.